When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to edition 198 of the NRFA. It's been a long week. It's only Monday. Let's do that again. Hello, and welcome to edition 198 of the NRF1 podcast. This is, let's all say it together, your Formula One podcast, recorded right here in Norfolk, UK, lovely part of the world, and brought to you by our proud partners Grand Prix Racing Online, where you can sign up to their game by visiting nrf1.uk or gpro.net/nrf1. My name is Michael Bailey. Hello there. Good evening. Welcome. In this podcast, we're going to bring you our 2017 Singapore Grand Prix predictions, and various degrees of preparation have taken place between us all. Coming up, what will Jolyon damage on his Renault first? When will Fernando decide his car's done for the weekend? And where will Kevin Magnussen tell Nico Hülkenberg to suck next? Dear Lord, God. Who wrote this? Joining me on the pod for the final time this week are Kyle Cumbers and Richard Baxter. Rich, well?
Yeah, very well.
Kyle, still?
I'm good. I thought you could suggest the final time ever.
No. How dare you? No, not yet. We've got to get to 200 first, and then I'll think about it. Any more opening scripts like this, and that might be it, to be honest. Before we get stuck into the serious business, apparently we do that, our Singapore preview podcast is available to listen to on your podcast player of choice. You know the drill. nrf1.uk/podsubscribe will help you subscribe, and it'll find the link to your player, be it iTunes, Audioboom, Google Play, Spreaker, Stitcher, whatever you want. And this is, of course, the end of our three pods in 3 days. The triumvirate of pods is completed by our latest Formula One news podcast, which you can also catch on your NRF1 podcast feed. Predictions League, that's why we're all here. How's it been going? Now, I'm not going to list off another load of excuses. This is the most predictable start to this podcast. It's always the same. As we record, there isn't an up-to-date podcast table. Now, I promise I'm desperate to make sure that the podcast table will be up-to-date by the time we get round to Singapore having started. And by that, I mean FP1. So the address is nrf1.uk/predictf1. You know the social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at the NRF1 is the handle. We will let you know on there as soon as the Prediction League is up to date. All the predictions are all collated. They're all waiting to go. It just needs to be ran through the system, like a blackcurrant through a blackcurrant picker. So it's all there and ready and waiting. It's probably my own fear at how shit I've been doing recently and just how bad it'll look. But really appreciate you all taking the time to be involved. People are doing very well. They're keeping it up. We always find over the course of the season, you get some who start and then they drop out, and some who come in late and disappear, and some who come in just at the end, or some who go at the start and then at the end and get a bit bored in the middle. Pretty consistent all this way through. It's probably the most competitive year we've ever had. So many people involved. And it's going to be very interesting for the run-in. And of course, to really take advantage of the run-in, we need to see a table. Also, worth saying, if you're listening to this for the first time and you've never submitted predictions, do it. Or if you've only done it once all season and you think, oh, I'll have another go, do it. Because the more you do, the more chance you have of working your way up the league table. And trust me, it wouldn't take much to get a really nicely placed finish. We are working on prizes and all sorts, but various ways of and means of that happening. And we've done this every year, the Prediction League, and it just gets bigger and bigger. So it's worth, even if it's a bit of a Carlos Sainz and you just want to get stuck in for a bit so you prepare properly for next year, do it. And you'll be able to work a system such as Rich and Kyle here, who definitely have a system. Rich, what's your system?
My system is just to go with whatever you think first. Don't think too much about it. Just go, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. Most of the time it won't, but when it does, you look an absolute legend.
Because you're a big kudos points favourite. You know, you favour the kudos points.
Yeah, I think you've got to put some element of going big into it, because we could do a Steve and say, oh, what Grand Prix are we looking at? Abu Dhabi. Okay, we're looking at Abu Dhabi, and he's going to say it's not going to rain. It's just like, that's not a prediction, is it? That's a fact.
Well, let's say we have a tough and robust system where these predictions do get rigorously vetted. So let's not get too hard on Steve.
And stewards as well.
And stewards, yes. We do have a steward system. That's all part of the predictions calculations, by the way.
I apologise to Melissa, because I think that on the last podcast she mentioned that I sort of called out.
Yeah, you said the stewards inquiry. To the stewards.
Yeah, but it wasn't malice in that. I was just a suggestion, you know.
It was just like Alain Prost in 80 whatever against Senna when at the chicane when he saw Senna Karen, I was like, shit. And so he just went to the stewards.
It was literally coming on the team radio, going, "What the hell's he doing?" Don't worry, the stewards have been notified. We'll put the course.
Hey, yeah,
it was like Alonso in Monza.
Exactly. Nothing wrong with that. It's just what happens in friendly competition. So we have to be careful when you come to the karting Grand Prix next time as well. Now, if you do want to have a go, the rules are dead straightforward, as Rich suggests. Predict anything. Be bold, be brave. You get recognised in terms of kudos points, and if it comes off, it's fantastic. Don't just sit there going, Lewis Hamilton will win, and that's all I'm going to predict. Though that said, if I did that, he probably then wouldn't win. The only rule we really have is to get the predictions into us before the start of FP1 that race weekend, and you can submit them. The best ways are via our social media channels at the NRF1 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can send us an email to nrf1podcast@gmail.com. So that leaves us to make some predictions, doesn't it? Round 14 of 20 this season. It's nuts. I looked at my little list of the calendar and there's not that many races left. And you suddenly realise we're really getting to the end of this, which is pretty nuts.
So 2.5 months' time, maybe. Yeah. Ava won't. And
then it'll be Christmas. Yeah. We'll be sitting down doing our race review again.
Well, 2 months ago, we were at Silverstone.
Yeah. Jeez, that is nuts, isn't it? Do you want to go first, Carl? Have you got predictions prepared?
Not quite, it's kind of in my head, but I'll go first. I'm going to sort of go with the whole Palmer science sort of topical thing. So Palmer will finally achieve a point and sign off his Formula 1 career with a point, but he will collide with science during the race. Just a slight collision, they will touch.
Okay.
That's okay. And Kvyat will beat science in the race.
Oh.
Verstappen will be on pole and... No, I'm going to change it around. Ricciardo will be on pole.
Pole?
And Max will win.
Whoa! Why?
I just think Red Bull will be strong. And I think Max is due a bit change of luck.
Wow.
And, yeah. A feeling.
Okay. That's what it's all about.
That's what we got to go for. And final one, I'm going to go for Ocon to finish in the... top six again.
Ooh.
A bit of an Ocon fan at the moment.
Don't blame you at all. Sorry, Sergio. Rich, you have yours written down, and there's normally five, I find. Have you written five?
I have indeed, yeah. I like to go for five just because it's a good number. It's not too much, it's not too little. So I was in a bit of a dilemma because I realised my predictions recently haven't been very good.
Only recently.
I got one right in Hungary, I got one right in Belgium, I got none in Italy.
You could save me a job here. Can you calculate all these?
So I decided where I've been going wrong, and that's that I haven't been going big enough.
So I love that every time you have a bad run you decide that they haven't been bold enough, which I think is wonderful.
Well, I went pretty bold in Azerbaijan and I got three right then, so I feel quite accomplished by that one. But I've gone a bit bigger this time, so I'm going to say the leader of the race will retire. So, I don't know when, but at some point, whoever's leading the race will retire. I'm going to say Red Bull to qualify top three, as like Carl's agreed. I think they're going to have quite a good weekend. I'm going to say someone's brakes will catch fire during the race.
Oh. And so what, to put them out of the race? Or just to see the flames coming out of the wheels?
We will see flames coming out of the wheels. Maybe like Raikkonen in Monza with his pit stop. I'm going to say there will be a virtual safety car. That's a bit boring, that one, but...
There will be a virtual safety car.
Safety car or virtual safety car. One or the other. Or both. I'm going to say as well, qualifying will be red flagged at some point.
Oh.
I like that. Yeah.
There's quite a few crash barriers, which aren't easy to get clear cars from. So I think we could see a red flag in quali.
So no one's going to smash into the bridge under the with the pit stop, the pit lane and that sort of stuff? You normally say that every year, Rich.
Yeah, but I don't think it's ever happened. No. So
that was what I was also going to say. Fair enough. Happy?
If they all come off, I'll be delighted. But
I'm feeling confident.
Good man.
You got a record of all your predictions on your
from this season, yeah.
This season, okay. I was wondering, like, previous seasons as well.
So, Australia, I got one. China, I got three. Bahrain, I got one. Russia, I got one. Spain, one. Monaco, one. Canada, two. Azerbaijan, three. Austria, one. Britain, two. Hungary, one. Belgium, one. Italy, none.
Really have to save me a job there. What did I get? Now I can actually double check that with what I've marked them as. We'll see if they're any different. That could be quite interesting.
One of my Italy ones was that you'd finish the NRF1 Grand Prix in the top three. So depending whether we use our actual results or your new system that you're working on, I might salvage a point.
Just to say that the system is not, and I know Matt Ellis, who raced for this, is convinced this system is there for me to become the winner, which is a great idea, but it's definitely not the case. It's just to give a comparison to those carters with less weight, Callum. Callum will be disappointed. But, you know, he had the glory of winning on track, which none of us will enjoy ourselves. So there we go. And it did take him 20 minutes to open the champagne bottle. But you'll get to see that on the on the video. That just leaves me, doesn't it? Okay, so Lewis Hamilton is going to win. Done. Jolyon Palmer is not going to score a point because basically I've either just predicted that so that he now will score a point. I can't be able to keep predicting that he'll score a point and then he doesn't. So this time he's not going to score a point. And if he f***ing does, I'm going to go nuts. So Jolyon is not going to score a point, clearly. Max Verstappen will finish ahead of Daniel Ricciardo because that, you know, is due happening, I think, as great as Danny Ric has been in the last few weeks. Something will be on the track during the race that isn't supposed to be there. Man, lizard, human, plastic bag, something will have strayed onto the track that will create some attention afterwards. I think there'll be at least two safety cars, but they'll both be actual safety cars. We will not see a virtual safety car. And finally, Sauber will produce a better result than McLaren.
Wow. That's big.
Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah.
I'll give myself a kudos point for that one then. And that's it. And that's actually quite efficient for me as well. So job done. Predictions done. Away we go again. And we'll see, hopefully, as I said, nrf1.uk/predictf1. Keep an eye on the social media feeds. The aim, strong aim, is to have an updated table on that page before things kick off in Singapore. If you want to get involved, all you need to do is get your predictions in before FP1 starts in Marina Bay. We're all done for the week. Thank you so much, gents. What a joy that was. I think all that's left is to say goodbye. So let's do it. Say goodbye, Carl.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Rich.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, me, goodbye. Thanks to our proud partners, Grand Prix Racing Online. You can sign up at gpro.net/nrf1. This has been the NRF1 podcast. Here's to Singapore, keeping us as gripped as Sebastian Vettel's Ferrari. And we'll see you on the other side to dissect the talking points. Until then, good night.
At Penn Station East Coast Subs, your ears may hear, and your craving deep down inside hears.
Penn Station's cheesesteak is grilled to order with 100% USDA choice steak and sautéed veggies. Piled high on that legendary bread, topped with aged provolone and served melty and hot straight from the oven.
So when you hear, your craving knows.
Time for Penn Station, and don't forget the fresh-cut fries.
Penn Station.
Love your sub.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.